Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. BTN News listeners, and welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. We got 10 days left till Christmas. Holy crap, I still need to shop. It is the 15th of December, 2017. All the best technology news we have coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Okay, Facebookers, you loving your ads and your videos? Yeah, I didn't think so. They always know where to put them, too, don't they? Just right in the friggin' middle when things are getting good. Well, not only are we going to have them in the middle now, we're going to have them at the front, too. That's right. Facebook is going to start rolling out pre-roll ads in its watch videos starting in 2018. And those of you thinking, am I scrolling through my newsfeed? What, are we going to see an ad first? No. You'll see what the video is, of course. But you'll have to start it with those pre-roll ads. Now, there has been some speculation about how long these things are going to be. We've seen more of the case of about 6 seconds, although I have seen some other places saying it'll be 10 to 15. Yeah, that don't sound very much fun, does it? And I know it's as frustrating as it sounds to us. We really do get what we pay for. Yeah, we don't pay for it. Well, Google's got one, and Amazon's got one, and Apple's supposed to have one. We don't know where it's at yet. Samsung's thinking, okay, I guess it's time we have one too. Yes, it seems that Samsung has been quietly working on their own smart home speaker. And according to Bloomberg, we should be seeing this thing, as you probably guessed, in 2018. There's not much days left in 2017, is there? It would be the given fact. Strangely enough, though, Samsung's speaker seems to be very similar to HomePod. Although we don't really know exactly what that is, because Apple, hello, why don't you release that thing already? As far as how the thing looks, well, we haven't seen it yet. We're only hearing that it's between the sizes of an Echo and a HomePod. And of course, we'll be coming in different colors. The most interesting thing we're seeing, though, is the price. It's supposedly going to be around $200. Yep, a heck of a lot more affordable than Apple's is at $349. I'm just thinking, though, wouldn't it be funny if Samsung got theirs out before Apple did? That'd be funny. Okay, now a lot of you have probably been freaking out about Google and Amazon, and they're not getting along, and YouTube is going off the Fire TV stick. Actually, the Fire TV in general. Yeah, for weeks upon weeks now, there have been little screens coming up saying that starting on the 1st of January, you ain't going to get YouTube on your Fire crap anymore. Well, apparently Google and Amazon are in productive talks to keep it on the Fire TV. One of the first hints is that Amazon has actually started reselling Google Chromecast now. Remember, those weren't on the store for the longest time. Hinting that maybe things are getting patched up over there. Though other products from Google, like, you know, Google Home, yeah, you still can't get that at Amazon.com. Hopefully for all of us YouTube junkies out there, and trust me, there's a lot of us, me included, January 1st won't be a sad day for Fire TV users. And finally, let's see what these Santa Claus is up to today for our crap for Christmas.
Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Yes. How are you doing, old son?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm okay now.
Oh, what do you mean? Yes. What do you mean now?
Well, it's a long story, really. So you know I moved everything to Basingstoke.
Right.
Yeah, and I got rid of most of the elves, admittedly, but I kept a few on just for admin and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, this morning I woke up and apparently I paid a fortune, right? And you can imagine how expensive is invisible property in Basingstoke. I ask you. But apparently it's not invisible enough.
Yeah.
Because a pile of Polish people were at the front claiming that the elves were stealing their jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they wanted them out. I've made a right mess of it. Absolute mess, mate. I moved here just before Brexit. Now Brexit's happening.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to lose all of my fair trade to Europe. And I'm going to pay tax on all the exports. Bloody awful.
Yeah.
They don't even get me started on the bloody exchange rate. Should have stayed in Lapland, gone to the North Pole. If I knew where I was, I'd pay for the property. I had no mortgage. And now look at me. I'm on the verge of bankruptcy.
Maybe they just don't believe in Santa Claus.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, everyone pays that card. I don't believe in Santa. Oh, yeah, well, wait, when you don't go to prison on Christmas Day, then you'll believe in Santa. Oh, I can tell you.
How about today's crap for Christmas?
Okay, if I must.
Right.
Well, today's crap for Christmas is an absolute peach, I have to say. I've outdone myself with this one. This is incredible. If you go to prezibox.com, you can buy inflatable Jesus.
Okay.
It's what everybody needs.
Yeah.
It's a small inflatable Jesus that inflates, and it looks like a punch bag. When I first saw it, I wondered if it was something for the ladies.
Yeah.
But then that would have been a bit distasteful.
So
I'm glad they've kept it clean.
Yeah.
But yeah, inflatable Jesus looks like a punch bag, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing it's for atheists, not for Christians.
Probably.
And you get it for £5.99, and it's available from PresiBox.com.
Uh-huh.
I love the features on it.
Uh-huh.
There's the features list. It's okay. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
Blow up the Lord, and he's ready for action.
All
instant
right.
Jesus whenever you need him. He floats on water. I rather like that.
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
Yeah.
And he measures 50 centimeters tall.
Mm.
And there's actually a video of inflatable Jesus with legs, but he hasn't got legs on the real thing.
Yeah.
Well worth looking at. I'll send you the link, mate.
Please, please.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm on the shows tonight. Yes.
Oh.
Rankin's finally paid me, so I'll be doing the Christmas quizzes on the Max Show and the Big Show.
Nice.
Make sure you tune in, mate.
We'll do so.
I just wanted to say as well, I'm so sorry about the audio quality for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've had to use the phone box at the end of the street. It's been a nightmare.
Mm.
Well, I think it goes back to 1963. I've been trying to find 2 pence pieces, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had boxes anymore.
Oh, yeah, me neither, yeah.
So anyway, sorry, mate.
No problem,
hello,
no problem.
Hello. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. Advent calendar is still going strong over there. Of course, our blog reviews and all the podcasts live over there as well. Get on over there, check everything out. You're going to love it. Also, our Facebook page and Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And hell, I'll go ahead and throw this in there too. Just to make Santa feel better. If you want to follow Santa Claus, he's at the Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S, by the way. On Twitter. One place you won't find Santa, however, though, is in our Slack room. Yeah, we've banned him from there. Too much abuse. If you'd like to be part of our Slack room, which is our BTN community, come on over and join us. We'd love to have you. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning to you Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have a glorious weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. We'll see you Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.